For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for the tourism gateway to the Himalayas. The grandeur of the world's highest mountains attracts trekkers and travelers of all stripes.
Besides the trekkers you see in fair numbers around here, there are also sort of dreadlocked and barefoot hippies walking down the street and everything in between. There are some people who are just going on easy strolls through the countryside and some who are actually climbing Mount Everest.
International climbing expeditions often rendezvous here before heading off in the direction of Everest Base Camp. But we're not going on a steep climb. We just want the name of this crowded Himalayan city where you might overhear conversations in Nepali, English, or Hindi. Stay tuned for the answer. It's coming up right after the break. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's known as the gateway to tourism in Nepal. It's also Nepal's capital city and the answer to our GeoQuiz today. And The World's Mary Kay Magstad is there. Mary Kay, first of all, where are you?
Well, at the moment, I am on the roof of a Nepali cafe in the middle of a neighborhood called Tamil, which is in the midst of Kathmandu. It's where a lot of the trekkers and backpackers come for a couple of days before they actually head to the hills.
Kathmandu is the answer to our GeoQuiz. It's the capital of Nepal. It sounds like a bustling place.
just over to one side of me, there's a reggae cafe and bar. Down below me, there are narrow lanes which are really meant for pedestrians, but they're completely crammed with motorbikes, bicycles, cars, and sometimes trucks all trying to wedge their way through. And, of course, pedestrians going past shops selling everything from trekking equipment to pashmina shawls.
So it sounds like another metropolis in the developing world, but Kathmandu was also once a flourishing trading post on the ancient trade routes between India and Tibet. Are there any signs or reminders that that was once its status?
Well, in fact, today I was talking to someone from the Prime Minister's office in Nepal who was saying they would very much like to revive that role for Nepal in a bigger way, to have a railroad go through Nepal linking India and China. He said, you know, they're really not at all nervous that this is going to lead to either country trying to encroach on Nepal's sovereignty. They see it as completely a win-win. Nepal's only got about 3% economic growth. India and China both have 8%. They're trying to figure out a way to, you know, get a piece of that action and bring a little bit more affluence to Nepal.
Kathmandu is also the gateway to the Himalayas, and the climbing season for Mount Everest and the Himalayas is just getting started. Any sign that the tourists in Kathmandu are now being joined by explorers?
Absolutely. In fact, at the hotel I'm staying at, there are a number of trekkers who are going to be headed out. There's one woman there whose husband is already on Everest, approaching the base camp. So she was saying that the way that he prepares, aside from getting gear together, is, you know, trying to get the trekkers into the right mindset. Basically, a lot of the people who come might be competitive athletes. They might be looking at this as a place where they're supposed to be reaching certain goals every day or pushing themselves, and that this can be not only foolish but deadly on this kind of a trek. So, you know, to get people to work together, not push themselves too hard, but also be prepared for problems that can come up, altitude sickness, or even the possibility of getting snowed into one place where you're basically going to have to put up with whoever's on your team for days and possibly longer before you can either dig out or get rescued.
It sounds like tourism remains an important part of the economy of Nepal, even though there's been this political instability in Nepal with Maoist uprising in recent years. Has tourism suffered at all?
Tourism definitely has suffered. Nepal's political situation is still very much in flux. There's a constitution that needs to be written. It's a year overdue. The Maoists haven't given up their separate army. They say they're not going to go out and fight again, but then it begs the question of why are they keeping their separate army? So, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, and it's kept investors away, and to some extent it's kept tourists away, too.
The answer anyway today is Kathmandu to the GeoQuiz. Mary Kay Magstad, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.